Right, there's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You're
funny,
scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that gets angry and for no reason whips out a lifesaver and starts beating on office equipment. And joining me, as always, is Lee.
Hi, and I have no idea what that just meant, but okay.
Oh, I was referring to somebody with anger management problems in the Star Wars universe, which could really be mostly anybody, really, if you think about it.
Except maybe Yoda. They all have a little bit of an issue. I don't disagree. I would think that they all have a little bit of an issue. But I don't know when this will be posted, but the app came out today.
And
we're ahead of ourselves, and I'm very proud of ourselves. We're ahead.
And the schedule is perfect.
It will never change. But for all of you people going, oh my God, I need to, here you go. What's up? Have fun. By the way, all of those photographs and autographs and stuff like that, some of it's on there, some of it's not. Good luck. See, guys, be flexibles.
Yes, as we've said before, and maybe even came up in Regina's podcast, though the schedule's out, this will give you a rough idea of where everything's going to be, but everything continually changes. And even during the con, of course, there'll be updates going through on the app. But a couple of days before con, expect another big update to your app to get
there will be a big update then. A lot of the autograph sessions, a lot of the other things will be finalized. Many of them may be right now. I'm not going to say they aren't, but please don't think that it's not possibly going to change. So be prepared and just be ready. You kind of got to be flexible. You got to be as flexible as a really good hairstyle. You know, sometimes you want it on the sides of your head, maybe even tight to your head. Sometimes you want it down in a nice long plate. Sometimes that plate's wrapped around your head. You know, you got to be flexible, John.
I'm really curious as to where the hell that is going.
That's Leia's hairstyle.
Well, I got you.
But and I'm just saying that you got to be that flexible, just like our guest, because she's flexible.
Wow, that was even worse than normal. Brandy,
worse than normal,
Brandy
actually.
From Wars
in my
here.
Head, it sounded really good. Hi, Brandy.
I was following. I was thinking, you know, cinnamon buns sometimes.
Long, ooh, cinnamon buns.
Sometimes. Mm. Yeah,
you know, sometimes the cinnamon buns, sometimes a nice, long, you know, good, fluffy breadstick. Sometimes maybe a budget, kind of a bagel. Who knows?
A bagel?
Who knows?
Man, have you been depriving yourself of carbs lately? Is that what's going on?
I do want some carbs right now. I do want some carbs. So, Brandy, hi. How are you, track director for Star Wars at Dragon Con? How's it going? I mean, is there any new movies or anything?
Anything to talk about? I mean, it seems like you guys don't have anything to talk about.
No, it's really stagnant. There's nothing new in the entire Star Wars universe, except that now there's new movies every single year, and it's kind of the most amazing time to be a Star Wars fan. Arguably, we're now in the rebirth of Star Wars, where it's better than it even was in the 70s.
It is, it's amazing to me. I was around during the prequels 1, 2, and 3. My son saw them. He loves them. I was pregnant when 1 came out, actually, and the person was absolutely terrified I was going to have that baby in that theater, and he did not like that idea. But now with all of this, I mean, it's even more so. I don't know if it's because we're seeing our old heroes with our new heroes or what, but this has been amazing.
Well, I think Kathleen Kennedy really nailed it in, you know, the real world can be whatever it's going to be, but Star Wars is going to bring us hope and a nice escape from reality. And I think that it doesn't matter the
time frame or the decade, some stories are just timeless.
I loved when Rogue One came out, and I got t-shirts that say I rebel and you know, a force for change and things. I mean, that was just that. It was very surprising. There was no planning for this, you know, but it really did work out very well for some people. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's worked out really well for me. I will say that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Going with you.
So I got to tell you a story real quick. So I went to a Smoothie King. It was last Friday, I think it was. And I paid with my Darth Vader card, my Chase, whatever, Chase Visa.
Wait. You have a Chase Darth? I didn't know this.
Yeah, what? Yeah, I do.
You can get Darth Vader on a card?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, once Disney bought him, because Chase has a Disney thing. And so for the longest time, it was Buzz and Woody. And then when Star Wars was made available, then I got Darth Vader on there. But anyway, I went and paid for, and the gentleman behind the thing goes, "Oh, are you into Star Wars?" And I said, "Yeah, I like Star Wars." He goes, "I've never seen it." There were three in the 70s, and then they made the first three later. Is that how? And I'm like sitting at him staring at him flabbergasted, going, "Are you kidding me? Or is this are you punking me right now? You do not know." Yeah, and so they're making new ones too. Is that what's happening? And so then I had to go through the whole explanation of exactly how it's all laid out. And he's like, "Well, should I watch? Would I be confused if I watched them out of order?" And I'm like,
"Everybody watches them out of order. We watched 4, 5, and 6 first."
I don't know, Brandy. Let me ask you this: would I be confused if I watched 4, 5, and 6, and then 1, 2, and 3, and then 7?
I saw a really interesting post probably on Facebook that somebody showed their friend Star Wars out of order, and they didn't put 2 and 2 together about Anakin and Darth Vader. So it's a whole different reveal.
Yeah.
that the rest of us sort of knew all along. Didn't put 2 and 2 together about Palpatine, you know.
Nope.
So maybe it is a different experience.
But have you met anybody that actually has never seen or heard or understood what happened with the whole mainline Star Wars, if you will?
Yes, there's an admin in my office that's never seen Star Wars, and she just refuses for no good reason.
I will tell you, my stepmother had never seen them until she married her new husband, my stepfather. I don't know what he is. But yeah, she had never seen him until he like made her watch 4, 5, and 6. And then he told her she didn't have to watch 1, 2, and 3, but she had to watch 4, 5, and 6 because he was planning to go see the movies in the theater. Yeah.
I don't know how anybody missed the Force Awakens. Why did you not go see that movie? It was fabulous. I mean, everybody was going to that movie. Did you just not want to be a part of pop culture?
I mean,
I don't.
They sell shakers and stuff in their little thing with the logos of Darth Vader and BB-8 and all the stuff right there. How do you not have any cultural awareness of what's going on with Star Wars?
I don't know. I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing. It's very weird.
I walked out of there very confused. I agree.
We're all very confused. We don't understand.
I'm just super sad for them because they're missing out on some amazing storytelling and super fun. I guess I should have asked
what he...
A nice escape from reality.
Maybe I'll ask him when I see him again, because I see him pretty much every Friday, because that's, Smoothie King, $5 Fridays.
I didn't know that. Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll ask him what he's watching instead, because it seems, I don't know, sports balls, but he works at a smoothie place, but he's not like some buff dude. He's just like a regular dude, like 30 something dude. And, it's not like he's, spending all the time in the gym. He's just a manager at Smoothie King, regular guy. So I don't get why Star Wars is crazy.
Well, I also don't think how you could not. Star Wars is such now. It is a lot to me like Star Trek, and I'm not trying to start an argument here, but it is a lot like Star Trek. There is so much of that universe that is in my daily life, and I don't mean this from fandom. I mean it from anything. You know, you'll be in a meeting and somebody will say something like, you know, let the Wookiee win when somebody's having an argument. These little things will pop out. And if you don't know what they're talking about, you must be completely and utterly lost sometimes.
Well, speaking of Wookiees winning.
Yeah.
Don't we have some guests?
We do.
We do. Right? We've got the original Wookiee himself, Ooh. Mr. Chewbacca himself, you know, like the only one that had a name for how long. Because we don't talk about the holiday special.
I was worried to ask about that.
No.
Oh, real quick, Brandy.
Peter Mayhew is coming back to Dragon Con.
I'm sorry to sidetrack you, but did you hear what Joe is doing?
I did. Carroll? I'm totally on board. And we might have
Joe Crow.
Classics.
Yeah. From Sci-Fi Classics, what they're doing after the drive-in. I think it's after the drive-in.
No. They're showing it?
They're locking people in the room. You got to pay to get out.
We did that a few years ago. Actually, it was probably my first or second year as a director. It was pretty fun. Some people have really never seen it because it's really hard to get a copy. And it's really odd, to say the least.
So at what point do people run the fastest? Is it the Harvey Korman sketch? Is it the B author singing part?
I don't think people make it through the first, 45 minutes of just Wookiee speak.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
It does seem like 45 minutes. It is really, that was long. I forgot that part, yeah.
And don't forget, kids might be listening to this, but, you know, there's that whole Wookiee weird scene, too, that takes up a really long time, and it's just totally psychedelic 70s stuff.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I forgot that part. Oh, yeah, the Wookiee dad, Wookiee grand. I had cleared that from my memory. Thanks, Brandy.
Does Peter ever talk about that?
You know, I don't think we've ever asked him on a panel. That's going to have to come up this year.
It's going to have to.
And then can you ask who's the other gentleman that's going to be there as well?
Daniel Logan, but he's much younger. I wonder if he's even seen it.
That's what I'm wondering.
Young Boba Fett in the prequels.
Yeah. You need to ask if he's ever seen it.
Well, because what's super fun is somebody asked Carrie Fisher about it when she was at Dragon Con in 2011, and she sang the song on stage.
Oh, my Lord. Really?
She was one of a kind. You know, she always a show woman, always.
I just remember walking in that room because I had a panel right after you, and I remember walking in that room and seeing all these. It looked like smoke all around her head. And she was she had one of the first e-cigarettes.
Yeah, I was going to say it was smoke. She was vaping before she was vaping was cool. This is back in 2011 and chain smoking.
Yeah. And before vaping was no longer allowed in hotels. And I just remember going, well, she's Carrie Fisher. If she wants to smoke, who's going to tell her no?
Well, I don't even think vaping was really a thing yet. She really
I don't even think it was.
I guess she she's Carrie Fisher. She was royalty. She did what she wanted.
Okay.
I think I saw on the events page, isn't there also a moment of silence for her at DragonCon?
There are several fan run events like photo shoots. And we're doing a remembrance panel for Carrie Fisher and Kenny Baker, who played R2-D2 Saturday at 4.
We lost two this year. That's right.
It's going to be difficult to get through, but yeah.
Oh my God. Wow. Well, let's talk. Actually, you also have something else really big that kind of relates to Princess Leia as well. There's a big reveal going on.
Oh, there's really super exciting news. We have Claudia Gray who wrote Bloodline, which was a Leia centric. She was going to run for Senator book that came out, I think, 2 years ago. But she's writing the new Leia Princess of Alderaan young adult novel. And it comes out Friday at Dragon Con. And Claudia Gray is coming to Dragon Con. So we're having a book launch for Claudia Gray and Leia. But you get two for the price of one, because we also have Delilah Dawson, who's writing the new Phasma book that also comes out Friday of Dragon Con.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so we're doing a double book launch, which is Woo-hoo! Actually through Random House and Disney Lucasfilm Publishing for Friday night at 8:30 in our track room, which is Marriott A706. We will have books on sale. The authors will be there. You get to hang out with them, get your book signed. Maybe they'll do a reading. I'm not sure. But you get your hands on fresh new copies of those books for Force Friday at Dragon Con. You don't even have to leave and go to Barnes & Noble this year.
Force Friday!
Wow. So explain to me the book. Okay, so I know that we had, when Disney bought it, they basically got rid of all the books as being canon and everything. It's only the main stuff that was canon. Now, is this the stuff that's coming out now, is that all considered canon?
Yes, it's new canon. New canon. They sort of trolled us off the record, of course, because no one's going to ever talk to them about this, because they're slowly trickling things back in, like Thrawn. Thrawn was one of the biggest characters to ever come out of Legends. Timothy Zahn wrote him. They brought him back for Rebels, and then Zahn released a new book last year, just all about Thrawn. We're actually going to have a Thrawn panel on Monday to discuss sort of the changes for then versus now, and how that experience where you'd already written a Thrawn book and developed this character. So now you have to sort of do it over in a totally different time period. So that should be fun. Timothy Zahn will be on that panel on Monday in our track room as well.
Well, that's cool. You said, and you also have some other authors as well, right?
We do. So we've got Michael Stackpole, who wrote a number of the Legends books. We have Janine Spenlove, who wrote one of the short stories. We have, as I said, Delilah Dawson, Claudia Gray. And then we also have E.K. Johnston, who wrote the Ahsoka book. So we have got an astounding author lineup this year.
That is pretty cool. Yeah, go ahead, Lee. Sorry.
Oh, and just Ahsoka. I just still one of my favorites. Oh, the Rebels almost, I watched that episode. It almost killed me.
Rebels is seriously really good. We have a couple Rebels people coming too. We have Henry Gilroy, who was there last year, who's a writer and producer for Clone Wars and Rebels. And he is a phenomenal guest. He just has such an interesting perspective because he has a comics background and he's done numerous comics as well. And then we have Steve Bloom, I actually have no idea how you pronounce his name, who's the voice of Zeb on Rebels. So that should be really exciting. You're going to want to get there early to get in line, because we do have to have that in the track room because Steve was added so late. So it's just sort of going to be a fan appreciation panel, and we're going to talk about Thrawn and the last couple seasons and how the Ghost crew has grown and become really a family. And Timothy Zahn's going to be on that panel as well to discuss his blue military mastermind.
Oh, that's super cool. What other fan panels are you doing besides the ones you've already talked about?
Well, we have, in my opinion, some of the best fan groups ever. If you've ever been to the Dragon Con parade on Saturday morning and you wait until the end, it feels like you're in the movies and you're about to be taken over by an Imperial March, basically, because the 501st, the Rebel Legion, I mean, the Star Wars fan groups are just amazing. And I mean, they're wonderful, absolutely amazing people who do charity work nonstop. But to really see them in force and all the numbers at Dragon Con, it's magical. It's like being in the movies. No pun intended with the in force.
Before I forget, because we haven't mentioned it yet, you also have a big party, right?
We do, actually. Sometimes he's Darth Vader, and sometimes he's a stormtrooper, and he's a professional DJ. Bobby Shively will be spinning the last party on Alderaan again. But we're no longer in the Imperial Ballroom because
we're
having a line for 6 hours. They've moved us into the much larger, brand new Hilton Grand Salon.
Okay, well, that's...
So that'll be fun. Hopefully there won't be a line and we'll just get to party even more. So that Saturday, 10 o'clock, no longer in the Marriott, now in the Hilton. Hilton. So
can we just rename it the Imperial Ballroom anyway?
Wouldn't that be awesome? Let's just name it the Alderaan Ballroom. Nothing could go wrong with that.
Nothing at all. I mean, nothing at all. Ever. I love it. Oh, that's going to be so awesome. So, and then now, Brandy, if you had to choose one of your Star Wars, if you could choose right now, something like you had a 2-hour block just to show something for Star Wars, and you can do a movie, you could do Clone Wars, you could do anything. You could even do the Christmas special. I wouldn't, but you could. What would you do? Like you want to get everybody to love something as much as you do.
Well, for Dragon Con, I keep pitching that Disney needs to take notice of Atlanta and the millions of people who descend upon us and drop the trailer during Dragon
Con
in Atlanta. But I don't think they're listening. I'm not very important. So maybe if Mark Hamill says they should do it, they listen to him. But that's my dream. Yeah. Hey, Lucasfilm, give us the trailer. Give us a teaser. We could make sure that tons of people see it. I'm pretty sure the entire city of Atlanta would be in on this.
Well, I would not be at all surprised.
It's wild because so much filming goes on in Atlanta now that you would think that people would start to notice, but I don't know.
Well, I think we're getting closer maybe with Marvel because of Captain America and everything filming at Pinewood. Right. And Star Wars is filming at Pinewood. It's just on a different continent. So close.
Another Pinewood.
Right. Well, but I mean, they're all Disney properties at this point. So, hey, how long do you think until we get a crossover movie between Star Wars and Marvel? It'll never happen, but...
Awesome. Guardians of the Galaxy, it could totally happen.
Well, this is true.
Why not? Yeah.
This is true. I mean,
it could be one of the nine realms from Thor.
And you have a Knight Rider in Guardians of the Galaxy, so why not? Do you guys cover, obviously you probably do, but do you also have a panel discussing upcoming movies, at least rumors and speculation around that?
Absolutely. We always have our speculation panel because luckily we have a new movie coming out all the time. I think we're like 112 days until the Last Jedi. But then we've got a Han Solo movie coming out the following May as well. So that'll be really interesting to see. But yeah, we definitely have our Last Jedi fan speculation panel that's on Friday at 2:30 in the Marriott A601 and 602.
Can we get Donnie Glover? Theories. Can we get Donnie Glover? I mean, we know he's in Atlanta. He's filming. He has his own. He has a series that he does there. I mean, he's got to be around.
Well, you know, I think there were some issues with they're still filming the Han Solo movie.
Just a tiny one.
We did have the new Chewbacca coming, but they had to continue filming. So I'd rather have the movie. We can wait.
He can
come next year. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we put in the request now? I mean, I know Regina's listening. Regina, can you get that done for her? And she can't get that done either.
And she is going to find you and hit you very hard on your shoulder.
Atlanta's much smaller than anybody ever would guess. Somebody's got to know him.
Yeah, somebody just knows him.
Tell him. Come on. We'll welcome him with open arms. He wants to talk about, he could do stand-up. That'd be awesome, too. He's super funny, very talented.
He can do whatever he wants, pretty much.
Yeah, well, within reason.
Within reason.
Yeah, that's the lawyer in me. Sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, there are certain things that he could do maybe after 8:30 or 10 if we put an M on it. But we don't want to talk about it.
Stand up. Stand up would be awesome at Dragon Con.
There we go. Stand up.
We have a lot of variety shows and stuff that we do, things like that. So,
yep.
Are you doing anything for the younglings this year?
We are. Well, costuming has taken over the lightsaber building and lightsaber school. Mm-hmm. So they're doing that after the parade on Saturday morning, which is awesome. We are ironically at the same time having a lightsabers across the galaxy discussion with Retro Blasting. So they're pretty phenomenal. And then we've got our youngling pod race. Things decorate their boxes and run all around the 10th floor of the Marriott Sunday at 11:30. But supplies are super limited on that. It depends on how many boxes we can get. First come, first serve. So get there.
Can people bring their own box if they want?
They could bring their own box. It's kind of difficult. We've traveled with numerous boxes before, and most of us really value our suitcase space, sometimes our cooler space. So bringing extra boxes is sort of difficult. But hey, if you want to bring your own box or a homemade pod, bring your pod.
Hey, you know what? I was just thinking about this. I don't know. Do you hit Craigslist for boxes? Because that's where I've actually found a lot of boxes. I had to move recently, and on Craigslist they have just tons of people just have all these moving boxes that they're just getting rid of. Sometimes free, they say okay, pick it up over here or whatever. Sometimes they want $10 for 25 boxes or something like that. Whenever it is, Craigslist is a good place to get and pick up some boxes.
We sort of have our own homegrown box. It's not even a garbage chute or a trash compactor. They just sort of stack them for us.
Oh, really?
Thanks to the Dragon Con store and the blood drive. So all of the t-shirt boxes and the food boxes, they save them for us. So then they're already on site and we just have to go pick them up and get them to the Marriott.
Oh, cool. Are you doing any panels on the upcoming additions to Disneyland and Disney World? And if not...
We are... Well,
whatever. Are you going to be going, by the way?
If I win the lottery, I will totally go. But I think it's $1,000 a person is what I've heard.
Really?
So that's going to be super expensive. What? Yeah.
How much?
But it sounds like a LARP. It sounds like a fully immersive experience. And if you think, okay, so you get to go to Star Wars Land, or I guess they're calling it Galaxy's Edge. So one ticket is included. It's two nights. It's in 3 days, I think, at the resort. And it's a fully interactive LARP role-playing experience. They're going to dress you in costume, and you're really going to feel like you're transported to a galaxy far, far away.
If it's 2 days, saying it with, there is also a hotel in there. I was like, $1,000 just to get in the park. I was freaking out a minute.
The park is still the park. It's going to be part of that. But I think Brandy's referring to the extended Uber experience, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. The hotel stay as well, because they are building this massive new resort, which should be really exciting. But again, very, very expensive. But Kaleidoscope's going to host that panel for us, because again, there's a lot of Star Wars to try to talk about this year. Mm-hmm. What a great problem to have. So I think that they've got it Sunday at 2:30 on the marquee level of the Marriott M106 and 107. So they should have some special guests and people with detailed knowledge of what's going on with those park expansions and all the fun Star Wars Disney things that are coming up.
Cool. There you go.
What about any robot building or anything, or droid building, excuse me, droid building stuff?
We have some of the most amazing fan groups ever, and the droid builders are some of those. So we've got the R2 builders, mouse droid builders, and some BB-8 builders who are going to be on a panel for us. I think that's also on Sunday. 1 o'clock, and that's in our track room, A706, which should be fun. So... and meet fan groups. That's how we kick off our weekend every year at Dragon Con at 10 a.m. on Friday morning. So you get to hear some of the background of the droid builders, the 501st Rebel Legion, Mandalorian mercs, and some of the good stuff that they do around the world now, mm-hmm. which is awesome because Star Wars is for everybody.
Yep.
I was just perusing your schedule here, and this can't be right. Star Wars is A New Hope is now 40 years old. 40 years old? Is that this year? Did I miss that somehow?
It was back in May.
77, John.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
no.
No, it's, no, no, I don't no, think no, about no, it, but, no, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Honey, we were babies. We were little kids when we first saw it.
No. It's not possible that it's 40 years old. No.
I understand it bothers both of us a great deal, but yeah.
No.
We've got generations of Star Wars fans now, which is always exciting and super fun.
And I also know you have a trivia contest as well.
We do. So when I was first a track director, I didn't know exactly what I was doing. You know, you try things and they don't work, so you change them. So I tried trivia by using one of the trivia books. and there was a child there with encyclopedic knowledge who basically side-eyed me the entire time that I had to go off of a book and didn't already know all of this. he beat everybody at, I think, 11 years old. He's now one of my crew members, one of my volunteers.
Oh, that's so funny.
He goes to the University of Chicago, and he runs our trivia contest. We affectionately call him Superfan, because all I have to say is, hey, Daniel, what is this? Explain this to me. Because he's read all the books. I mean, it's like he's studied Star Wars. But he's just brilliant in every aspect of life. So now it's a really challenging trivia contest. We have about 70 to 80 people take the written test. This year it's going to be on Friday night at 10 o'clock in the track room. And then if they score high enough, then they get to come back for the finals, which will be Saturday at 1, hosted by Superfan himself. And it's insane, the stuff that Star Wars fans know and can recall from these movies. I'm not that good, but he is. He spends all year trying to make sure that he never duplicates a question.
Wow. Really?
Oh, my.
Yeah, dedication
crazy.
Right there.
That's crazy.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, unfortunately, now he has, an endless supply of Star Wars stuff coming out. So, he's got tons of stuff he can pull from now.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I was sitting there going, I should probably step down because I don't want this to get stagnant and stale. You need to bring in new people who have new ideas to keep it all interesting and exciting, keep people coming back to DragonCon. And then Lucasfilm stepped up and they were like, no, we got this. Here, have all these new, amazing, wonderful things.
New stuff.
Have stuff. Oh, and maybe maybe you don't know because I haven't heard anything about it lately. Is there going to be a live action Star Wars series at some point or no?
I keep hearing rumors. We're going into the last season of Star Wars Rebels,
right,
and they've not announced what's coming next. But hopefully they'll continue that sort of trend and we will get more Star Wars TV because it works really well in that sort of serial storytelling format as well.
And it brings in stories that first of all, now that there is not the extended universe, but there's a different new extended universe. I mean, it brings in the stories of what else was going on around the place. I mean, that's what I love about them. They fill in some gaps. They tell you this isn't just, these three characters fighting this or these six or whatever. Yeah.
I totally agree with you. I mean, it seems ridiculous to think about it now that, everything centered around Tatooine. Jabba's palace was even on Tatooine.
Yeah.
So,
right.
I mean, of course, they would be fighting this across the galaxy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was only one really cool spaceship, which was called the Millennium Falcon. There's some other really cool ones too.
Yeah, I mean, it's an ever-expanding universe. Haha. Again, the terrible puns tonight. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we like that. That's fun for us. I talked about hairstyles to try to get us to introduce you. It's fun. Yeah.
Again, we're back to Carrie Fisher. And
again,
there's so many stories to tell about everything. And it's just a really awesome universe that we haven't gotten to explore because we just had the three movies for a long time. But, I mean, we've gone to Jar Jar Binks. So we've gone to Rogue One. We could try everything in between at this point, as far as I'm concerned.
We saw Light Day, whatever it's called. We got birthday, what?
Life Day, yes. Life.
Life. Sorry. Hey, it struggled with the right letter.
Yeah, John, you're close.
So
get us a Christmas special. So, Brandy, thank you for being on. Bye.
No. Not that easy, Lee. So, Brandy, this is the part of the show where we like to pit our guests against Lee. And Lee typically puts up a good fight and usually wins, right, Lee?
No, Lee tries to put up a good fight. John has stacked the deck against her and Lee loses.
So anyway.
You start with 6 extra points right now.
I don't know.
And he'll tell you how.
I don't know if you've listened, but I'll explain the game real quick. I'm going to give you 3 topics. We're going to play 3 rounds. I'm going to give you 3 topics. You pick one of those topics. If I was to say, for example, the one I always like to go to, Batman enemies. You name a Batman enemy. Or enemy of Batman.
Or villain of Batman.
Brandy.
To like Joker, you'd say
Joker. The Joker. Yeah, Joker. And then I'd go to Lee, and Lee would say
Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy. And then I go back to you, Brandy. And we go back and forth until one of you either can't answer quickly or or just can't think of anything else. Or we get to 10. If we get to 10 for each of you have 10 answers, then we just kind of give up because at that point it's probably not going to end anytime
soon. And Brandy, guess who can't come up with an answer fast enough usually?
Anyway.
It's never me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these questions, these topics are randomly generated. Let me hit Control R here real quick. Uh-huh. Hold on. I got to get back over my spreadsheet. There we go. All right. So here's your topics. Films with a mad scientist, fictional bars and pubs, or named Jedi.
These are all super difficult.
Brandy, would you like to do?
Say them one more time.
With a mad scientist in it, fictional bars or pubs, or named Jedi.
All right, let's go with named Jedi.
We've
been talking Star Wars, so let's go with it.
Oh, yeah, well, that's right.
That showed up while the Star Wars director was here.
Weird that should happen. Brandy, go ahead.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Okay, Lee.
Ben Kenobi.
Brandy.
Yoda.
Lee.
Luke Skywalker.
Brandy.
Anakin Skywalker.
Lee.
Mace Windu.
Brandy.
Oh no.
No.
I know.
Ahsoka.
Well, Ahsoka quit.
But she
was still a Jedi before that, so it would count.
See, I was arguing with myself.
No, just put it out there. He's gonna give you the points.
Yeah. Okay, Lee.
Hold on. Don't you dare. Oh, Rey.
Well,
try. You try to argue me down.
Well, I'll give you.
She was able to pull the lightsaber by the force into her hand.
Brandy, let me ask you: is she Jedi or not?
I was gonna say, are we going with force users or are we going with actual Jedi?
Yeah, Lee, are we?
I don't know, John. Which one?
I'll give it to you, Brandy. You got another one? I hope.
I'm picturing all of them and I can't come up with their names.
I know. Some of them, it's hard to come up with their name.
Because they all have really random, weird names.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got nothing. I'm picturing the one that Dave Filoni dresses up as and goes around Comic-Con and Celebration. And I can't remember his name.
I have another one.
Oh, hold on. Wait, I was I'm sorry. The audio is sort of breaking up.
Ben Solo. Ben Solo.
Now, Brandy.
Also questionable. Also questionable. We don't know that yet.
How could he become a Sith Lord if he was not already a Jedi or on his way to being a Jedi?
We don't know that he's a Sith Lord either. He's a Ren.
Okay.
I don't know. We just don't know it because we haven't seen the last Jedi.
Okay.
Brandy, are you done? Or I mean, if Kit Fisto or anything, anything that?
Oh yeah, Kit Fisto. See,
Kit Fisto. Okay, there's one.
Yeah.
Lee, how about another one?
I'm pretty much done now. Thank you, John. So yeah, it's fine. I'm done. I am out. I can't think of anything else.
All right, I'll call that one a tie. I'll call that round a tie.
I'm going to give that one solidly to Lee.
We'll consult the accountants at the end of the round and see what happens. Mm-hmm. All right, mm-hmm. Lee. Oh my God, here it comes. Masters of the Universe characters.
I actually lied. I didn't look those up.
Oh, living dolls or fictional bears. I don't
fictional
know.
Fictional bears?
I don't know. Fictional bears. Sure. I can think of exactly one.
I got to do fictional bears.
Okay.
Wow. Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, actually, now I can think of several now that you opened that particular can of words. Brandy.
Fozzie the Bear
there
from
you
the
go.
Muppets?
Yeah.
Very good. I don't think the Bad News Bears would count, would they?
No.
Bears. Oh, Emmett the bear. The bears. No, Emmett's an otter.
Emmett's an otter. Yeah.
It's the bears though. Oh, he was big and fat. Oh, what was it? It was Showtime. The Showtime bear. It was the Showtime pizza.
I'm gonna need a name. He has a name.
Big fat bear. He scared the crap out of my cousin when he was little.
Mr.
Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, there you go.
Brandy. I like it. Yogi Bear.
Oh, there you go.
Uh-oh. Oh dear goodness gracious.
I'm gonna have to call buzzer on you real quick here if you don't think of something.
Yeah,
because there's one sitting right there in front of you. Three.
Boo Boo Bear.
You should have called the buzzer. Brandy.
Care Bears.
Well, give me a specific
like seven
one.
Of them.
Give me a specific one.
Oh.
Okay, we could be
Sunshine
here all day.
Bear.
Sure. Yes, that's one. Lee.
Lucky Bear. He had four leaf clover on his tummy.
Brandy.
Ted from the.
Yeah. There you go. Lee.
Seth MacFarlane movies. Oh
my God. She wins on that one. I can't come up with another one.
All right. There you go, Brandy. Okay. I was also thinking, you know, Gentle Ben. Although I guess he was technically a real bear.
He was a real bear. Yeah.
I had one waiting. I was going to go with Baloo next.
Baloo. That's a good one.
I'll give you a point for that one, too. All right.
What was the name of that damn Showtime bear? The big fat bear at Showtime Pizza?
Hold on.
Before it was Chuck E. Cheese?
Showtime Bear.
See, now I'm like Five Nights at Freddy's or whatever the kids are horror movies and books.
Oh God, is that a bear too in that horror thing? I haven't played it. I don't do.
Yeah, I think there's a bear.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know it was a
Freddy. Freddy. It's Freddy or something.
Yeah, Freddy bear. I'm assuming it's Freddy the bear. Yeah. And I could see the Jug Band Bears, but I couldn't remember them other than Emmett Otter, and that's wrong.
It was Showtime Pizza Bear, right?
It was Showtime Pizza Bear.
Showtime Pizza. Showbiz. That's why I can.
Showbiz. Oh, okay. Showbiz Pizza Bear.
And the name of the bear was Billy Bob. Billy Bob. Billy Bob Bear.
Billy Bob.
Oh,
Bear.
By the way, we had all the Disney bears too. We could have gone down the road if we could have figured out what their names were.
What Disney bears?
Oh, the Frontier Bear folks.
See, those are the one I was thinking with the Jug Band, but I can't remember them.
And also the isn't there a bear in the Briar thing? Anyway, I'm sure Jerry will list a bunch of bears in the comments as well.
That he can go, Jerry.
All right, so Brandy, last round. Here we go, and your ones are Hanna-Barbera cartoons, superhero teams, or Mickey Mouse universe characters.
Let's go Mickey Mouse.
Okay. Mickey Mouse universe characters. And that would, just to get it out of the way, Mickey Mouse. And then his life partner also is one. So if you know that universe of characters. All right, go ahead. Brandy.
Minnie Mouse.
There you go.
Do I get to say Mickey or did you already say that?
I think it's in the title. So you got to skip that one.
Okay. Donald Duck.
Sure. Brandy.
Pluto.
Lee.
Goofy.
Brandy.
Daisy Duck.
Yep, there we go. Lee.
Pluto.
Sure, you said that.
You said that? Oh, okay. Chip.
Chip, okay. Brandy.
And Dale.
Okay, there you go. Lee.
I don't think she said Pluto.
She did. You did, right, Brandy? I'm not hallucinating.
I did. Yeah.
Oh,
I
you did? Pluto. Okay. Okay.
How are you drawing a
now,
blank at this
point? I watched so much with my nephew of Disney.
Speaking of nephews, but anyway, go on.
Oh, yeah. Huey.
And Dewey.
And Louie.
Okay, so if we're going there, then we got to go Scrooge McDuck.
There you go.
And If you got Scrooge McDuck, we already said Daisy, and then something McDuck that's the Scottish McDuck, and I want to say it's Angus McDuck.
No, it's not.
That's probably wrong. Well, it's some kind of Scottish sounding. So while John's laughing, he can't buzz me out. So other Mickey Mouse characters. Petunia, the cow, Petunia.
Sure. Brandy.
I can't say you're wrong about either of those. I just don't even know. But
I just don't know what his name is.
Let's go with Launchpad, also from DuckTales.
Yes. Lee.
Oh, I never watched DuckTales. This is
what?
Bad. I didn't watch DuckTales.
Well, that explains Angus McDuck.
I know there's some kind of Scottish McDuck guy. I already said Chip and Dale. I'm out.
Hold on a second. You might be back in with the Angus McDuck. Hold on. There's a Clan
McDuck. Is it really?
Duck is a Scottish family cartoon for Disney Scrooge McDuck. Hold on. Does the word Angus appear anywhere on here? Angus. No, just a. Nope. No, he does not. No. One of the guys that created him. Oh, wait. Angus Pothole McDuck is the first child of Dingus and Molly McDuck and Scrooge's uncle. All right, you're back in with Angus McDuck on a technicality, it seems as though. All right, so you'll get that one. Brandy, do you have another one?
Max, I think, was Goofy's.
Yes, Max was his son. Yes.
Max was his kid, that's true. How about Steamboat Willie?
Sure.
Taking it way back.
Technically, okay. Brandy.
The Sorcerer, if he was the Sorcerer's Apprentice?
That's pretty good.
Sure.
I didn't give her that. Lee?
Because we're almost to 10. Let's get to 10.
Come on. I was trying to think of the broom from the Sorcerer's Apprentice. I don't think it has a name. What other Mickey Mouse character, dear God, and I see him and he's the big... Oh, Pete the cat. He's mean.
Okay. Now there's one sitting right there. Brandy.
I don't think I have anything else. Pete the cat, that's a good one.
You don't have a conscience of any sort or anything like that? Nothing?
Probably not, since I don't even get the reference.
he's going to cough it out, John. It'll make you feel better.
Jiminy Cricket.
Jiminy Cricket.
Oh, Jiminy Cricket.
Once Upon a Time, see?
How is Jiminy Cricket Mickey Mouse?
Well, he does cross over onto the Mickey Mouse cartoons.
So does Tinkerbell, then, if you're talking about the Wonderful World of Disney.
Sure, I'll give you Tinkerbell, then. We got to 10.
Yay, we got to 10.
All right, so Brandy, let everyone know exactly where you're at as far as the Dragon Con location, and as well as where they can find more information on your track besides the app on the web.
Well, the app is always phenomenal, but you can just go to our webpage, which is swatdc.com or Star Wars at Dragon Con. /schedule, and our entire schedule is up on the website. We are also on Twitter, SWATDC, or as Star Wars at Dragon Con. You could look for us on Facebook, Star Wars at Dragon Con. But if you want to come find us at Dragon Con, of course, search the app, because sometimes we're not in our room. But if you're looking for the Star Wars room, it is Marriott A706, back underneath the Pulse Bar, by the Habit Trail to the Hyatt and the food court.
There you go. So for those of you that have been going to DragonCon for a while, that's where they used to do blood, right? Do all the blood donation.
That's correct.
Yep.
That's so we're back there with puppetry and young adult lit.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And if you find a ballroom that was there not 5 minutes ago and now is all blown to smithereens, well, that was probably their party.
That's sort of the way it feels sometimes at about 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
That's no party.
That's
a party. Anyway, whatever. I have no idea where we're going with that. All right.
I didn't know either, but I was trying to help.
The score. Well, I was trying to make the that's no moon joke, but anyway.
I know.
But I started on the wrong side of it. I started that's no gathering. That's a party. Anyway. Anyway, blah 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 blah. Yeah, thanks. Lee, so the final scores are in. The accountants did review everything and you got 20 points. Congratulations.
I got 20.
Yeah. Yay, Brandy, you got 22 points. So congratulations.
Yay, Brandy. Well,
thanks so much. I feel confident there was some great assisting and
I don't know
were sending the amazing psychic vibe.
That's probably what was happening. You were tuned into the force. That's what it was.
That's what it is. She is so attuned. That's it.
I bet if people listen to this podcast, they also will be in tune with the force and they'll hear these things and then they'll be able to shout back their answers as well.
You are such a lawyer. Anyway.
I was amazed you didn't have a section on, most recent Supreme Court decisions or something like that, or numbers, the different names of torts or things like that in as a possible selection. Mr. Nick,
I would probably have picked that over Jedi.
Well, yeah, you would have.
It would go better for me.
Of course you would have, because my tort would have been nut.
Mine would have been retort.
Mine would have been nut tort. It's a very good tort. My husband has made one. There's also a very flourless chocolate tort that I enjoy as well. No, but sorry. Because Brandy, you should listen to the one where we talk to the characters. Faith is doing the character meetup. And all of the sudden, golly gee gosh darn, there's something about name all the different computer languages.
Wow. That's impressive. Uh-huh.
Wasn't it amazing?
It was weird. Yeah. It just happened. Look, it's a spreadsheet. It's got random things on it that, it's got a weird query that just kind of pulls something out of random out of the list. So that's what happened that day. Anyway, until next time, for Brandy and Lee, this is John saying, oh, by the way, thank you for joining us, Brandy. I almost forgot to say goodbye to you. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate you taking time out of, 10 days at this point till DragonCon. So enjoy that.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
It's always fun. Yes.
Until next time, for Brandy and Lee, this is John saying, may the force be with you. Yeah, why not? And peace.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.